Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Carity, and I'm so excited to record today. I know I say that at the beginning of every episode, but seriously, I'm in the best mood. We got our day going. It's the morning. Good morning. Whenever you are listening to this, good afternoon, good evening. But as you can tell by the title of this episode, it's just going to be all about New York City. And I'm actually from upstate New York. If you guys didn't know that, I feel like as life goes on, the older I get, people know that less and less. Isn't that so weird as you become an adult? Like, and if you live different places, people just think you're from there, or you just become that much more separated from your hometown. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? That just kind of dawned on me, how like people will be like, oh, I didn't know you were from Pennsylvania. Oh, you're from Boston, right? You're from Cape Cod, right? And I'm like, wait, no, I'm from upstate New York. But obviously I love these other places too that I've lived and like feel so close to. Like Boston will always feel like home to me because I went to college here for 4 years, if you guys know, Boston University. I lived there for 5. I kind of lived on Cape Cod for a hot sec during COVID, and I just love it there so much since that's where my boyfriend grew up, where he's from, and we're actually potentially trying to buy a house there one day. So yeah, obviously love, love, love Cape Cod. It's like beautiful, perfect, amazing, wonderful. But I am from upstate New York. Oh, and now I live in Pennsylvania. So I feel like people are now like, oh, you're from outside of Philly. You're from suburbs of Philly. You're Pennsylvania. And I'm like, oh no, I just like live here now. So I love all these places. Definitely a Northeast girly. But I did grow up in Albany, New York, which is like 2.5 hours north of the city. So I would say I am a little bit knowledgeable about New York City. I think I was going to say justified in talking about my opinions of New York City, but take it all with a grain of salt. Obviously, I'm a 25-year-old female. I'm going to be a little biased in my things about New York City. I feel so nervous sharing my recommendations and my favorites because I could just see this episode getting ripped apart. People being like, oh, this is so basic, or this is so biased on like your taste, like, which I'm admitting right here now, like these are my favorite things and places to go. But obviously people have way other interests than me and different areas of the city that they like to go. There is just endless things to do, to see, to eat, to, you know, in New York City. It's New York City, right? It's like there's so much going on at all times. I'm laughing because it feels like I had a coffee already, which I have not. I think I just have like endorphins from my workout. Like I said, we got our day going, okay? I went to 7:30 workout class, Orange Theory. I actually went alone. I normally go with my one friend, Brooke, but she is sick right now. I feel like everyone I know is sick. Is it just me? Are you guys sick? Are your friends, family sick? Maybe with like changing of the weather, February, I don't know. I was about to say March, it's not even March yet, it's February. But like the cold weather, it just seems like everyone I know and their mother is sick right now, or there's just so much sickness going around. I feel like norovirus. I'm laughing because like, what do I even know? Like, who am I to say? What am I talking about? But I've heard through the grapevine that norovirus is like going around this season. I guess maybe that's like a specific type of stomach bug, but I think Max and I actually had that in December because we were both so violently ill, like so freaking sick for like, actually for me it was like 24 hours. For him, I feel like it was a little bit more, maybe like a day and a half, 2 days. Like he, I feel like, felt worse longer. But yeah, like I'll spare you the details, but just like throwing up like crazy, couldn't keep anything down, you know, that kind of thing. And I feel like that's still going around. Like, people I know have that. But also, like, my sister has dealt with so much sickness. I feel like I'm allowed to say this publicly because Sorry, I'm distracted. Brody was just hiccuping and then he just sighed really loud. What was I saying? I feel weird just like publicly sharing her, you know, private health information. No, not really. I'm just saying she has dealt with a lot of sickness, but I feel fine talking about it because she was posting that on her Instagram stories yesterday, being like, I have spent the most of February so sick. This poor girl, you guys. Not to like dive in, but I guess I'll just say briefly, because if any of you have dealt with anything similar, God, it's so frustrating. And she really feels your pain, and I may not understand you, but I sympathize with all of you dealing with this kind of thing where you're sick and you can't figure out what it is, right? Because she went to so many different doctors, so many different urgent cares at multiple different times throughout the month. She'd be told different things. You tested negative for this. She literally tested negative, you guys, for everything under the sun. So she's like, okay, so what is it? Can like anything help me, please? Like, she had every symptom under the sun, like this poor thing. And she was negative for mono. She was negative for COVID. She was negative for, what else did they test her for? Flu? I don't know. Negative for everything. And then, like, weeks go by and her primary care calls her back and is like, hey, just so you know, that test for mono was positive. And she's like, oh, great. Now you're telling me weeks later where... I think they prescribed her amoxicillin. Now I'm getting into the specifics. They prescribed her an antibiotic because they were like, whatever it is, like this should help. But just so you know, if it is mono, you will break out in a full body rash. But you tested negative for mono. And she's like, okay, fine. So she's been taking this. Only Lucy, she has the worst luck. She's been taking this antibiotic and she's been extremely itchy, full body rash, doesn't know why. And it's like, that's so weird because I tested negative for mono like 4 times. So this seems like the rash that would be associated with the mono with taking the antibiotic, but I'm negative. And then they call her and they're like, hey, yo, you actually are positive for mono. And she's like, well, no wonder this freaking rash. But this poor thing has like been so itchy, like can't sleep at night. So then she went to another urgent care yesterday and they were like, oh yeah, no. Like this is worse than the mono rash. Like you... Now I'm getting so into the specifics, but they're like, this actually is an allergic reaction. We think you were allergic to like a certain family group of antibiotics. This poor girl. All of this is to say, if any of you are dealing with any health things right now, like, oh my God, my heart goes out to you because it is like debilitating, right? She is like, can barely live normal life, but she's getting better now. She finally got a bunch of medicines to try to get rid of everything that's going on, which really she needs to get better, okay? Because selfishly, I'm like, Lucy, please heal quickly. Me and Brody are going to visit her soon, so obviously I just want her to, like, feel better, you know, and be in the best spirits. I digress, but I also will say, I was, like, getting back on track, but I'm getting off track again. I got a DM recently from a girl, and it actually made me feel so much better because I had kind of, like, a breakdown the other day where I felt so insecure about this, but I got a really sweet DM from a girl being like, I know you always worry in your podcast episodes that you digress, and I feel like that's probably, like, the number one criticism I get in my podcast and from people in real life being, like, I've lost track of the story. Stay on track. What were you even saying? Where is this going, right? And I just feel like that's my brain and how it works. And I jump around like crazy and just me talking about something will spark another idea. And I have to go talk about that idea. Like I can't even get myself to focus and stay on track. So this DM was like, I actually really like that you digress into other stories. They're like, your podcast is like the only one I can listen to because it keeps my attention. And you're always talking about new things and like keeping it interesting and not just like lecturing on a certain topic. And that made me feel way better because the other day I literally had like a breakdown. I'm like, I think someone told me that I like, over-explain things. I think I'm so sensitive to people saying, like, feedback to me about how I speak or communicate or something because I'm insecure about it to begin with. Like, I'll never forget in elementary school, I think one of my friends was like, oh, you always say the same old stories. Like, you already told this story. Like, you repeat yourself too much. And I remember it made me so sad because I was like, well, I must be repeating myself because, like, whatever I have to say I think is interesting and I want people to hear and I want, I'm gonna like cry. Like, I don't know if anyone else relates to this, but I like want to feel, maybe that's like how I feel loved or something. Like, I want to feel that people want to hear what I have to say. No wonder I have social media. I do that for a living. I'm like, everyone listen to me. I obviously just like sharing my thoughts in life and stuff. So if I feel like someone's not listening to me or doesn't want to or whatever, like, it makes me so sad. So, yeah. So the other day I, like, cried and was like, oh my gosh, Gretchen, like, you are a mess. You're always, like, oversharing and overexplaining and can't even focus and stay on task and you're digressing and you, like, talk too much and you're too much and Anyway, so if any of you relate to that, you're not too much, okay? I feel like I always say that on social media. Everyone's like, but guy tells you you're too much. No, like, they can't handle enough. Like, you need to find someone. Like, you can't ever, like, dull yourself down, right, for anyone else. So, but that DM was very sweet and made me feel better. But back on track, what I'm trying to say is, my big disclaimer in this episode, I know I already kind of said, but from upstate New York, I lived in the East Village, actually, for a summer. So I lived in New York City for like a hot sec, summer of 2017. Holy moly, that is almost 6 years ago. I can't even do math. I think that's right. That feels like yesterday, but also a lifetime ago, because I was just in such a different time of my life. I was young, wild, and free, let's say. I don't think I was really responsible enough to live in New York City at this time, because my friends and I would just spend all of our money. It would disappear into thin air. We would go out drinking like every day, just going nuts, right? Like what you do when you're in your young 20s. And I was still in college. Like, I was just living there in the summer between college. So yeah, I just feel very biased towards places I was going in my young 20s, Lower East Side, Soho, NoHo, East Village, like literally everything that I'm going to be talking about is like below Central Park. So that's like half of Manhattan. So sorry, this is your warning that this is very like specific to me, my interests, the locations I've been to, right? Like, this isn't like a very good overview of New York City and all the different places. If you are traveling from like really far and want to see everything, maybe like do some other research aside from this, right? But this is also to say, shout out Amber. Thank you for the idea of this episode, okay? She DM'd me and said, I love when you guys write in, by the way. Keep DMing me your podcast episode recommendations, because I obviously love just talking about what you guys want to hear. So this was so helpful while I was in New York City. My last trip, when was that? 2 weeks ago? I got this DM from her and I was like, oh, thank you, Amber. That's going to be my next episode. She wrote to me, I'm wondering if you would consider making an episode on your podcast on New York City once you're back, the best things to do, what to avoid, what to pack, etc. So she said, she said that she's planning a trip from the UK. She said, love from your UK fans. And wow, by the way, like, I love you. Like, that's so exciting and so cool. Whenever people are like, love from Norway, love from like all over the world, I'm like, wait, what? How did you find little old me over here in Pennsylvania? Like, are you kidding? So I thought this was such a good idea. And since I did just come back from literally the best trip ever, I thought we could start there, do a recap, right? But first, you guys know, I always talk about something I'm happy about, happy quote, happy idea, every episode that I record. You know, I used to say at the beginning of every episode, now it ends up being sprinkled throughout. So that's why we need to just do this here now before we get into the New York City talk, or this is going to be 50 minutes into the episode. But I need to be quick, because this isn't that quick. So what I'm happy about this week is that I got more lip filler. This is very surface level, obviously, and cosmetic and not that serious, but just something that I'm happy about, okay? Just something little and fun. Those are my favorite things to be happy about and excited about, are like little things, right? Like, I'm so happy that Brody was just hiccuping as I started recording this episode, because it was like really cute and he's all cuddled up and cozy and we had like a nice walk, and I'm happy that I woke up in time for my Orange Theory class. Like, I'm happy about little things, but yeah, specifically I'm happy that I got more lip filler, because it's just something fun for me and something that I like to do for myself. And literally, I need to be brief about this because I've talked about it a bunch before, but if you guys didn't know, I started getting lip filler in November. So this is really like, well, yeah, like the second time that I got lip filler. And legitimately why I started is because my lips naturally are quite small and I like lip product. I like seeing my lipstick and my lip gloss and my lip liner. And I was like, I literally want lip filler so I can like see my lip product. Like, I feel like I barely even see it because my lips are so small. So it's just like, that's just for me. Like, I don't really care about anyone else's opinions. And my happy quote, I'll say very quickly, it's very cheesy, okay? But it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. I thought that this applied to this episode a bunch. Of course, we're talking about travel in New York City. And that's how it goes, right? It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Because I feel like Max and I will say this sometimes when we get really caught up on certain plans. But my favorite moments always end up being unplanned and spontaneous and like the unexpected things and just you're enjoying the ride and you pop into this store, pop into this little bar to grab a drink, like something that isn't even planned. So just a reminder, like when you're traveling, because I get so caught up in like my itinerary and the places I want to go, but half the time just like experiencing this new place, physically just being there and enjoying the ride is like the best part. So I thought that was a good reminder for your travels and just like life in general to just lead with like a good, carefree, positive, happy, go with the flow type of attitude. Okay, back to the lip filler. In case we don't care, I'll be quick. Okay, in November, I got a full syringe. I say this my second time. I guess you could say like third time, but really the first time I went, I started slow and I got like 3/4 of a syringe and I went back two weeks later and I finished my syringe. The place I go, Springhouse Dermatology in Springhouse, Pennsylvania, lets you do that where I think everywhere you go, you have to buy the full syringe because obviously they can't like use that on someone else. Like you can't just buy like half a syringe, which is kind of, I think that stinks, I guess, if you want less than a syringe in your lips. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe other places are different, but I think you still have to buy the full syringe and maybe just not use it all if you don't want to. But that's why I started with like 3/4. And then 2 weeks later after the swelling went down, I was like, okay, I'm going to finish that. And so they give you like a certain period of time that you can use the rest if you want to or like toss it if you don't. By the way, you guys, I reached out to them because I love them. I think they do such an incredible job with lips and they do other things too, like facials. I also believe they're like, it's Springhouse Dermatology. I believe they have dermatologists for like all the other reasons as well, other cosmetic procedures, Botox, yada, yada, yada. But I've just gotten lip filler there, but I think they do such a good job. So I reached out to them and was like, can I offer my followers a discount? And they agreed. If you guys mentioned that I sent you to Springhouse Dermatology, you can get 10% off as a new client, new patient, which I think is wonderful. So don't forget to say, hey, Gretchen sent me and you can get a discount. Because again, I just think they do such a good job with lips. So I see Dr. Weishar. She's had over 30 years of experience, which is what was so important for me when I first started going. Obviously, I was so nervous for the first time. And I really didn't want to feel like someone was going to mess up my face, right? Like it's literally your face that you look at every day and so important. And so I would not recommend finding someone like with a big discount or as I'm giving you a discount, lol. No, but you know what I mean. Someone that's maybe has like a lot cheaper prices. Maybe they're newer. The Groupon. I don't know if good places are on Groupon. But do you know what I mean? Like I think spending more for something that is going to be in your face is worth it just in general. And really doing your research, being referred by someone that's like doctors, procedures, stuff like that. I always try to find like a doctor through word of mouth, through someone that I know, someone that I love their lips, right? That's exactly what I did. So my friend Audrey Trollinger literally has the best lips and I would be like, damn, I'm obsessed. Like your lips look so good. Like where do you go? So that's why I started going to Springhouse. Dr. Margot Weisar, she is the best. So yes, I did my full syringe in November and that's all I did. And then more recently I was thinking I could just be like a little bit more plump, just like add a little bit more, which is funny because I went in and I ended up getting an entire other full syringe because I was like, oh yeah, like we can keep going. Like it looks great. And so we just slowly were like adding more to the bottom and to the top. And really to my top lip is what I wanted to add more to kind of like balance them out. And naturally I have like barely any top lip. So love the way it turned out. Also, I expressed my concerns how I felt like my top lip will kind of curl under. And so she's like, okay, let's just do a little baby lip flip too. So we did 2 units of Botox in like the top corners of my lip. You guys should go look at my TikTok. I had like a whole experience TikTok on it. And that will just kind of help keep my lip up like a lip flip. Also, if you are like interested in any of this type of stuff with your lips, maybe start with a lip flip because I feel like it's very, very natural, way less noticeable and goes away in like a couple months, right? Because Botox doesn't last that long. Filler lasts like a whole lot longer. 3 days later now, I have a little bit of bruising And I would attribute that to, I feel like most people do bruise. And I think the first time probably because I went slower, right? Like I added this syringe slower. So I feel like I had less bruising. I also was so on top of it with the Arnica tablets, which help with bruising and icing. This time I've been way more lax with it because it just wasn't my first time getting it. I'm like, oh, I do the Arnica tablets. Like whenever I think about it, I've iced like twice, which clearly is my fault. So I have like one, literally I have one bruise, but it's like noticeable, like just in the middle of my top lip, like in front. And remember I said how I went to Orange Theory this morning? I was chatting with two girls at the end that follow me and watch my videos. And I literally went in the bathroom after and washed my hands and looked in the mirror and was like, oh my gosh, I have this big bruise on my lips. And that's really funny that I should have been like, oh, warning. But you know what? They follow me. Maybe they saw in my stories that I was like, ooh, I just got lip filler. So that's normal. It literally goes away in a couple days. So I'm not worried about it at all. But yeah, that's funny. Thinking about people seeing me in public, probably either they are familiar with lip filler and they're like, oh, she just got lip filler. Or they're like, did that girl get punched in the face? You know? I love how I was like, I'll be quick. Do we even care about this? And then I like talk my little head off. But again, Springhouse Dermatology is where I go. And if you say that I referred you, you will get 10% off. So don't forget to do that. Okay, this is so niche, but my entire TikTok for you page right now is how the price of eggs has gone way up. Has anyone noticed that? And it'll be serious, like, oh my gosh, inflation, or there's a shortage of eggs, which by the way, I was grocery shopping today, and my grocery store literally had a sign saying that, like limiting 2 cartons max per customer, which feels like COVID times, or it'll just be people like making jokes about the price of eggs. Anyway, because of my TikTok, I definitely noticed how expensive eggs were today when I was grocery shopping. All this is to say that especially in these expensive times, Upside makes it so easy to save you guys. With Upside, I get cash back on every purchase so I can keep making my avocado toast with eggs on top, just like I like, and going Starbucks dates with Brody. Upside is an incredible app for everyone who buys gas, groceries, dines out. So probably all of you listening right now. The app is so easy to use, and I feel like I use it the most dining out, for gas, for groceries, etc. Like I said, to get started, download the free Upside app and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, you'll just claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, pay as usual with a credit card, debit card, and you follow the steps in the app and you'll get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. So download the free Upside app, use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. Okay, here we go. New York City, baby. Are we ready? Like I said, I figured we could just go through my itinerary of the trip that I just had. And yeah, so basically we went for 1-3-ish days, but it was like over 4 days. I'll explain. So we drive there on Sunday. And the reason for this is because my boyfriend Max has like no time off ever during the hockey season, except for All-Star break, which is typically like the end of January, beginning of February. So we actually went to New York City for the last All-Star break, which was last January, and then we went for this most recent one, which was like the beginning of February. So we drive there on Sunday, like Sunday morning, and we left Wednesday afternoon. So that's like, I guess, 3 days. So we check in to our hotel. We sit at Hotel Indigo, Lower East Side. Maybe I can include some of this in the description of the podcast. Or you can like take notes, write it down. No, I can put this in the description. So check in at Hotel Indigo in the Lower East Side. There might be a couple locations, and this is one of my favorite hotels. I feel like, I was about to say it's a hidden gem. I wouldn't say it's a hidden gem. It has one of the most like popular rooftop bars, I feel like, called Mr. Purple. I feel like I would go there a bunch when I was younger, when I lived in East Village, just because that was like a popular rooftop bar. So what I love about Hotel Indigo is it's, I would say, I don't want someone to get mad at me for saying it's inexpensive. I wouldn't say it's inexpensive. I would say it's inexpensive for New York City, like maybe like 200 something bucks a night instead of like 400, 500, 600. I'm like, ugh, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying 600, 700 bucks a night at a hotel. Like, I'm not paying for the Four Seasons when I also don't even want to be there because I want to be out of the hotel, like exploring, doing things, right? So I try to keep my hotel costs at a minimum when I'm in New York City. I think that would be a good tip. Like, stay at a cheaper hotel because you don't even really want to be there. Like, if you're trying to have a staycation in New York where you literally just want to hang around the hotel and go to the spa and like eat at the restaurant there, okay, fine. Maybe like spend more at your hotel then because you're just going to stay there. But like I wouldn't recommend that in New York City because there's so much to do. So I like to spend my money minimally on the hotel so that I can spend more money outside the hotel. So I think that's a great hotel. I got questions about the exact room that we got because it was really cool. It was like one of the ones on the corner where it's like all windows around and we had like such a cool view. And I remember when I was booking online too, it was kind of confusing, like, oh, well, we for sure have one of the rooms with like the cool corner view. But I ended up just booking like a normal king bed room because I wasn't sure about it. And then actually when we checked in, I was like, hey, online, I know there was pictures of like these really cool rooms in the corner with like a really sick view. Do you have any of those? So we were just able to upgrade when we checked in because booking online, it was kind of confusing to tell. So maybe that can help you guys. That's like a good tip. Just try to like upgrade when you check in. But also if, no, you know what you should do is like call ahead of time. I wish I would have just done that because what if it wasn't available right then? I might have been sad. So yeah. That's what we did. And then we went to lunch at Dudley's. That's also in the Lower East Side. I'll try to say where like all these places are. I think that's like an Australian kind of, not cafe, like restaurant, but like low-key, like lunch, drinks, whatever, right? We sat outside in one of those little covered, I forget what are those called? Like on the street, you know, but there's like heaters and stuff. It was really nice. My manager actually ended up being in town, so we were able to meet him. Shout out Spencer. And it was really fun. So me, Max, and Spencer went to lunch. Dudley's, I had a really good espresso martini. I had a really good salad. Yeah, I'd recommend. Then later, we went back to the hotel, got all ready, went up to Flatiron because we were having dinner there with Brooke and Danielle, if you guys know them. They do social media too. And we went with their boyfriends as well. So we are meeting them at Barbunia for dinner, but we ended up getting there like really early. So on the way there, Max was like, oh, I found this bar across the street. If you guys followed my Instagram stories this time or saw my vlog, you would see. So sorry if I'm reiterating, maybe like skip forward to when I just have all my recommendations in a minute. But Max was like, oh yeah, I found this bar nearby. Let's just like pop in for a drink before we go to Barbunia. And I'm thinking like dive bar. No. We show up. This place, I feel like I'm at like an opera house. I'm like, this place is so fancy. Like we're dressed up nice, but like I feel underdressed. It's called Veronica. And I want to go back tonight. Like I am obsessed. This is a perfect example of my little cheesy quote that I said to you guys that it really is not about the destination, it's about the journey, because this was not planned. We just popped on in, Max found it like on the map. He's like looking near where we're going. He's like, oh, I found this bar. No. This is like a fancy, fancy restaurant, kind of cocktail bar, such a cool vibe. And oh, it was just like such a cool place with the best drinks ever. So we go up this like big grand staircase and just go into the little bar section, and we're like, oh, this is like actually like a big restaurant too. And I had the best espresso martini of my whole entire life. I'm in my espresso martini era. Oh my gosh, it was so good. They had a banana one, a rum or whiskey one or something, and a mint one, and the mint one seemed like the most normal. So I was like, oh, I don't know about this. I could have had 10. They were so good. I had like one, and then, or did I have two maybe, and then went to dinner, and then Max and I came back after. Like that's how good it was. We're like, wait, we're gonna go back and get another drink. Like that place was unreal, and we just like loved the vibe, thought it was so cool. So see, that's like perfect example, like I said, like such a I don't know if I'd call it a hidden gem. I feel like it's like popular, but any of our friends that we met up with in New York like hadn't even heard about it, and we're like telling everyone, we're like, you have to go. Then I found out later on, after I posted about it, I got a DM from a girl being like, oh my gosh, you realize this is the building that Anna Delvey was trying to buy, right? And I'm like, wait, what? I was just freaking out because Max and I like love that show and that whole situation. Like it doesn't even feel like real life, right? It doesn't, yeah, it seems like Anna Delvey was just like a character, if you guys watch that Netflix show, but like she literally is a real life human. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 281 Park. If you guys remember the show, she's like 281 Park. And so we were freaking out. We're like, this is that freaking building. No wonder she wanted it. It was so grand and just so cool. Yeah, so that's where that really cool cocktail bar restaurant is. Veronica. Don't forget. I'll probably talk about it again because it was so good. Flatiron. And then like a block away was Barbunia, which is where we went for dinner. I want to say it was like Mediterranean and it was delicious. I would recommend. It was like honestly such a good spot for dinner with friends. Like, we sat at this big circle table, and it was, like, a good ambiance vibe. Like, chatty and busy, but not too loud or anything. We could all hear each other. So, yeah, I love that. Okay, then on Monday, we woke up, and we went to Bubby's for breakfast in Tribeca. Heard about Bubby's a bunch from my friend. I was literally about to say from my friend Acquired Style. From my friend Bridget, if you guys know her, Acquired Style. And we were joking that this past trip to New York City was like a Bridget itinerary, because I literally went to just so many places that she loved and recommended and that I like saw in her stories, which, by the way, I have in my notes somewhere here. This is reminding me. Refer to my New York City highlight on my Instagram, okay? Highlights are so helpful for spots. That's literally what I do. Whenever I go to New York City, the girls that I follow that I know have like been to New York or maybe have a New York City or travel highlight, I look through everyone's highlights of places they've been and I'll screenshot it. I'll write it down. I'll be like, ooh, I'm trying to think of like anywhere else. Like Dudley's I must have seen on Instagram, because I try to find places that like other people have gone that I know that they recommend, you know, instead of, but also I like find places on Yelp and stuff a bunch. So all of those are good tools, but yeah, check people's highlights. That's like, I feel like a low key way to find places, to find spots in like different locations you'd be going that maybe you wouldn't think about. Okay. Bubby's. My friend Bridget loves it there. Talks about Bubby's all the time. Is always posting the pancakes, says they're the best pancakes ever. So I was so excited to go. And it was delicious. Lived it with the hype. Our food came so quick. I feel like we were also lucky we went at such an off time. We kind of went like late morning on a Monday. So there was no line. Because sometimes on like Saturdays or Sundays, I see TikToks and the line will be like two blocks down the road. People wait in line for 2 hours. I don't know if I would wait that long, but like it was really good. So I would recommend if you can not wait in line to go. And if you want to wait in line, be my guest. But it was really good. We got like chocolate chip pancakes, all the things. It was great. Then this is like as far, this is like as far north we went to the whole trip. We Ubered up to Rockefeller Center and we're just bebopping around. I think I said that in my vlog. Everyone's like, what's bebopping? You know, just bebopping around, just like exploring. I tried to get Max to ice skate with me. He was like, absolutely not. The last thing I want to do is put on ice skates right now. I'm like, okay, that's fine, fair. We went to like the Big Sacks up there with like probably, I was gonna say 12 floors, maybe 10, I don't know, but that like massive Sacks. We were just like, yeah, exploring, walking around, shopping. Oh my gosh, it just started pouring outside. I hope you can't like hear that. That's so annoying if I'm recording the podcast, if there's like lawnmowers or someone, I don't know, there's just like a noise outside that I can't control, you know, like sirens. Okay, now it's raining, but I don't think it's too loud. Whew, I'm so happy I walked Brody when it wasn't raining. Okay, what was I saying? Walking around Rockefeller Center, super fun, and we actually went to a place nearby for like a quick little snack. We were still full from Bubby's, but we were like, it's vacation, let's freaking get a bottle of champagne, get like some little apps, little snacky things. I remember we got the best burrata. What did I even say? This place is called Fig and Olive, and I want to say there's a couple locations. We got burrata, champagne, fun little spot. Yeah, would recommend. Then we went back to our hotel, got changed, got ready for an early dinner at Carbone. Also would recommend. Oh my gosh, it's so, like, it is so hyped up, but it is worth the hype, okay? This place was really freaking cool. I feel so honored and lucky that we got in, because it is so dang hard to get a reservation there. This is like Greenwich Village, I think, technically. To me, it feels like Soho, but yeah, Greenwich Village. And I would recommend going on Resy a month in advance. Do all your research online. You literally have to go on Resy a month in advance, like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., whenever the tables open. Battle on there for a table. Be on a wait list if a table opens up. Yeah. We got really lucky, and Max, like, had a connection through hockey, and we were able to get a table, but we still had to go, like, so early. We went at 5 p.m. on Monday, and but I just feel lucky that we were able to get in, because I didn't think we were gonna be able to. That spicy rigatoni, spicy vodka sauce rigatoni, oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, it does live up to the hype. And we went with Max's bestie and his girlfriend, and it was just so fun. Okay, you know what, we might as well. Do you guys want the real tea? So after this, we had some time to kill, because we had plans at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. for the Comedy Cellar, which was nearby. So we were like, let's just go hang out at Dante nearby, like a block or two away. We can get some espresso martinis. I was in my espresso martini era, and just hang out and chit chat. So, oh, Max and I just love doing that. Like, chilling at like a bar or like a restaurant, drinking, hanging out, being social. Like, we just love that. And especially on vacation, we're like, it's vacation. Because we're like, are you okay? It's kind of like a bender. No. But what I was going to say is, I feel as though on YouTube, you get a really good depiction of like what's going on in a day or a trip. I mean, it's probably like 30 or 40 minutes of the day, but like, it's like pretty well-rounded. You see a lot that's going on. Some things you don't see, whatever, but I try to do like the highlights. On Instagram, you only see like a little, right? Like pictures, maybe some videos, but on the podcast, you really get the most tea out of everyone because we have like a lot of time to chat. So what has not been heard anywhere else, which is very new and for your ears only, do I have your attention? Okay, between the dinner at Carbone and the drinks at Dante, we walked like 2 blocks, and in that period of time, there was this small, you know, this is worthwhile to mention because there is a lesson to be learned, to be freaking aware and trust your intuition, okay? So this is like, let's be specific. This is like 7:30 at this point, right? We're like walking through like the West Village. And it's like a nice area. And we're walking over to Dante, and there's this small little streetwear store. And Max is like, why don't we just pop in? Like, again, like I said, it's all about the journey, not the destination. Like finding little places along the way. So I'm like, okay, of course. Which was my first mistake to not say anything because I had a weird gut feeling. Like, it's easy to say that in retrospect, right? But like, I actually did. And this is why, because I'm hyper aware, because I'm a female, okay, in this day and age. There was a group of, I would say, 8 to 10 people, males, out front of this streetwear store. And their faces were covered. Not ski masks, I don't know how you call it, but like masks, like those, like, you know, when you're skiing, like a neck up, like a neck warmer, like that. So it's covering like your mouth, maybe your nose, and then like a hat, like all together in one. So just your eyes are showing, but not like a ski mask where it's just like 2 holes of your eyes showing, like, cause those look scary. Like actually a place is about to be robbed, but this place was about to be robbed, which I'll get to. But we didn't know. So I had a weird gut feeling. Also, even if their faces weren't covered, if there was just a group of males all kind of like standing around, especially if I was alone as a female, I'd probably just cross the street and decide, nope, I'm not going to go in there, because I am just hyper freaking aware. Like I don't know why that is. Maybe just like from living in New York, living in Boston. Yeah. Most of you are girls listening to this, you understand what I'm saying. Like, I was just telling Max after, I'm like, you don't even have to understand how girls have to like think and feel. Like, you are so lucky that you don't feel that way. I feel like boys can just bebop through life and not have these worries and don't feel this like stress wherever they go. But I always try to explain to him, I'm like, even simple things like going to the grocery store by myself, there's just an added level of like anxiety versus like if I'm with him, I'm just like a little bit less stressed and feel a little bit more at ease and like a little more safe, right? Anyway, all this is to say, big group of men, I feel kind of weird, and I'm like, Gretchen, relax, you're so paranoid. I was like gaslighting myself. I'm like, you are so paranoid, you always have these thoughts, you always think the worst if you see a big group of guys or there's like a big guy walking next to you on the street. But like, I'm always like sizing people up. It's so bad, but I'm sure females listening can agree with me. It's just how we got to be, right? To be safe. And it's like, better safe than sorry. So maybe I am paranoid, but you know what, I should have trusted my intuition. I was going to say something to Max like, maybe not. There seems like a lot of like men standing out front. Like, I don't know. But I'm like, Gretchen, relax. You're with Max. It's fine. It's fine. We go into this store for about 10, 15 seconds, I would say. We're in there. And I feel lucky the way in which we were situated. Like, spit it out. I need to get this out. Okay. So we walk in here and all these men are standing out front, which, maybe they were like waiting for other people to go in because we were the only ones when we first walked in there. And I feel like they were kind of like following us in, right? Like someone, don't worry, we're fine. Like, this sounds scary. I think one of them even like held the door for us. We're like, oh, thanks, man. We walk in. I immediately take like a sharp left. So we're like in the very front of the store, but like in the corner opposite of the door, if that makes sense. And I was just like, I ran over there because I was like, oh, Max, look at these sneakers. I like these sneakers. I feel like they're my vibe. I remember they're like white and like neutral and whatever. So we're like looking at the sneakers. Literally, like, I kid you not, we're in there for 10 seconds, but this group of men like followed us in there. And they're like spread out throughout the store at this point. and it's just chaos, and it's like loud, and we're just like in shock, like what is going on? And I do have to say Max wins Boyfriend of the Year award because I feel like his instincts were just so nice. He literally shoved me into the corner and stood in front of me like a freaking human barricade, like a human shield, because all of these people were robbing the store. And yeah, all I remember is like the noise of people running out of there in sneakers, like people grabbing stuff, like it was kind of like loud. And they all just grabbed as much as they could and like were sprinting out of the store. So we literally were hiding in the corner. Afterwards, we were laughing, thinking about the, not laugh, oh my God, no, obviously this is horrible, but we were just laughing about the specific fact of thinking of the security footage of Max and I literally hiding in the corner, like so scared and just being like, what's going on? We do not want to be in here right now. So of course I'm kicking myself like, oh, frick, I should have said something, like trusted my judgment, right? Max probably thought nothing of it because he's me. So we're hiding in the corner, and we did that because they are like running out of there, and I don't know how to describe to you. This store was like so small and skinny, like small, narrow little walkways, and they're like sprinting out of there with stolen items, right? So like we were about to get run over. Like we would have been like collateral damage and all this. So we're like hiding in the corner. We're like, after you. We're not trying to get in anyone's way, be a hero, right? And it was so sad because there was two younger men working there, and like, what are they supposed to do, right? If there's like a big group of men stealing stuff, like literally what are two guys supposed to do? Maybe if, you know what I mean? So it was like such a sad situation. We were so just shocked and like sad for the people working at the store, and we're just like, what the heck? And we're like, obviously like you go into like fight or flight, like you're kind of like adrenaline and are just like, we need to get out of here. But we just like waited a sec and hid in the corner. It's so funny in these, not funny, God, I like am explaining this so horribly, but it's so crazy in these like crazy situations, right? How so much can happen, but in like such a fast period of time. Like I think about when I saw like a car accident, like I can remember every instant and it takes a while to explain, but like all of this happened in the course of like 30 seconds, you know, like it's just like mind blowing to me. Anyway, so we're like hiding in the corner. The coast is clear. Maybe there's like one guy left in there still grabbing stuff, but we just like sprint out the door. I like blacked out. I don't even remember at what point we just run out the door and start like running down the street because we're like, oh my God, we're scared. We need to get out of here. Also, I will say like they were so fast. Like there was no sign of any of them by the time we leave the store. They are gone. Like they like sprinted away. So that was really sad, and we just kind of stood there for a second in shock. And also I was just kind of shocked that all that happened. I mean, it was like 7:30, so it was dark out, but it was like relatively early. There were so many people out on the streets, so it was just crazy. And we like walk outside, and I remember a girl was on her phone and was just like, I just got hit in the head with a bunch of hangers. And we're like, oh my God, like what the hell is going on? Like so scared. So we're standing there being like and I think Max, like when we were outside, like this one of the store workers came out, and Max was like, oh my God, like sorry man, like we just like didn't know what to do in that situation, right? We've never like seen a robbery, like experienced that situation. Literally 2 minutes later, like there's so many sirens, like it's so loud, and we're like, oh my God, and all these police cars show up. And yeah, that was the whole thing. Whew, so our hearts are like beating out of our chest. That's like the real tea, you guys. We literally were in a store during a robbery, and like we were the only ones in there, and we were like, ugh. See, so then after I'm just like, I'm done gaslighting myself and feeling paranoid. I need to trust my freaking intuition and my gut. And if I ever have that feeling ever again, like, and maybe just like not the best idea, like I feel like a little bit unsafe for whatever reason, you know, maybe even if their faces weren't covered, like I said, if it was just a group of men, I probably still would have been like, eh, that's just like a large gathering of men. Like, like my gut doesn't feel right. And I just feel like you got to trust your gut instinct. Whew, so after that, we really needed a drink. Moving on. Like, that was so sad and horrible. Everyone's like, only you guys. Like, our friends there that we ended up telling, they're like, only you guys. You're here for, like, 3 days. You're literally in a store and it gets robbed. So, yeah, that was really horrible. Oh, and it's, like, expensive stuff in there, too. You know, it's, like, the essentials and fear of God. Like, expensive, like, sweat sets. And I just remember them having, like, as many clothes as they could carry in their arms and like sprinting down the street. Like, will they get caught? If they're all covered, they're gonna be like unrecognizable. Anyway, that stuff like keeps me up at night. I'm such a Pisces. Like, I like feel for the people working at the store and like the store owners. I feel so sad for them. Oh, and then I'm gonna keep going on about this. I need to stop. But then we're like shopping the rest of the trip, right? And every other streetwear store we go into, immediately my senses are heightened. I'm like looking around terrified. No, but we noticed so much security. Like there's like usually security wires like on the racks of clothes through the hangers. There's like always a security guard out front, which now makes sense to me because that stuff is like expensive. But this one little store in West Village like didn't have a security, like security guard or what am I trying to say? Security stickers, things. I guess at that point it wouldn't have mattered if there were security tags. That's what it's called, like a tag, you know. Because even if the alarms were going off right, they probably still would have still. Anyway, but I don't think it had any of that. So we're like, oh, they need a security guard. Huh. Anyway, okay. Then we really need a drink at this point. So we go to Dante, get an espresso martini, and are like, whew, we need to decompress. Yeah. So we do that, go to Comedy Cellar with Bridget and her boyfriend Mitch, and that was a lot of fun and a better way to end the night to kind of lighten the mood because we were like, what the hell just happened? I know you guys already know how much I love taking my athletic greens every day, but you may not know why I actually started taking them years ago now. I first gave AG1 a try because I was looking for better gut health and digestion, increased energy, and immune system support were really my main goals, and I've been in such a good routine of taking it in the mornings for years now, like I said. It really just feels like I'm doing something good for my body and covering my nutritional bases, if you will. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like the gut and immune support I mentioned, boosted energy, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 was that very quickly improved my digestion and really gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water every morning, and I really love the flavor. It tastes fresh and a little bit tropical, like pineapple. Bottom line is that it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, including other things like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling quite lost, and AG1 has really made that so much easier for me. They also have convenient little travel packs of AG1 that I bring when I'm traveling. These are lifesavers for me to support my health while I'm on the go. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Whew. Okay, so that was like the longest day of our life. Tuesday. Sorry, this episode's gonna be so long. Tuesday, we go to Air Ancient Baths, if you guys have heard of that, in Tribeca. I didn't realize how... Oh, wait, did I even say? Dante and Comedy Cellar were also all in Carbone, Dante, Comedy Cellar, all like in Greenwich Village, like all so close to each other. Okay, Tuesday, Air Ancient Baths. I didn't realize... I feel like how well known this place was. Like, I feel like everyone we told was like, oh my gosh, I went there, or like, that's the place I'm going to soon, or that's the place I want to book. Like, I've heard about it, I've seen it all over, which I did see a lot of like TikToks about it, stuff on Instagram. And again, shout out Bridget. I saw in her story recently before we went. And so I was looking at places, like basically I just wanted to find a spa that I could find like a massage for Max and I, because obviously it was like his break from hockey and I just thought it would be something fun for us to do. And I was looking at a bunch of different spas, and I actually called a bunch of other spas first, and there was like no openings because of course I'm trying to book like 2 days in advance. I think we got very lucky because we ended up being able to book at Air. And we went like first thing in the morning, 9 a.m., which I would recommend because I feel like then there's less people there. So you have the baths more like to yourself. There was only like 3 other people in there when we were in there. And I feel very lucky because other people we've spoken to were like, oh my gosh, no, I had to book like 3 months in advance. Like they're always booked out. So maybe we've snagged like a cancellation or something. I don't know. But we went there at like 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. So that's probably like who else would go at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. So we went, and this place is magical. Highly recommend. Yes, it's expensive. I feel like I've also heard that going into that. Maybe that's why I was like looking at other places' options, because this place is quite expensive, but I think it is like such a magical, wonderful experience that it's worth maybe paying a little bit more because you have access to all these ancient baths. So it's in this old textile mill. It's this like historic, like very big place in New York City. And you like go down these stairs and there's all these different like baths, like kind of like, I guess, hot tubs, if you will. But there's like a like body temperature one, there's a bunch of different ones. There's like a jacuzzi one, a really hot one, cold plunge, like a salt water one that you like float, like just so cool. And it's so relaxing and zen, and there's all these candles and just the vibes are like immaculate. So that was really cool. There's like a steam room and then you can get a massage after. So we did that. So we were like in the bath for an hour, got an hour massage after. It was like probably the best massage I ever had. So I would so recommend. That place was like so relaxing and so nice. We had our little green juices in there. Like everything was like, the vibes were immaculate. After we went to Maman, I don't know how you say that, like a little cafe. Also in Tribeca, I think there's a bunch of them. I also actually heard there's one like outside of Philly, so I need to go to the one here. And I felt like the food was really good, just like good like grain bowls. I had a really good chai latte. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I feel like where I live, like in Allentown, Pennsylvania, there just isn't places like this. And this place made me realize, damn, I miss like just kind of like health food, grain bowls, that type of stuff that I feel like you only get in like cities. So that was great. Then we walked, it was probably like less than a mile away, to the Freedom Tower, Ground Zero, walked around, explored. Max had actually never been to Ground Zero. And I'm like, wait, are you kidding me? We have to go. It's so cool. I was like, you gotta see the Ground Zero Memorial waterfalls, pools. Like, they are just so grand. And obviously, the Freedom Tower just, like, takes your breath away. I actually found out, fun fact, I believe it's the sixth tallest building in the world and the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, which I did not realize. Like, I wish I could go back to that moment and like look up and just actually realize how special that is and how cool that is to see. We didn't like go inside anything or anything. Can you even go inside? Maybe for like a tour or anything. I don't know. I've never tried to go inside. But I just think walking around like the memorials and everything is just so special. And also, like, just a little tie to my family. My Uncle Jonathan passed away in 9/11, so I always love, like, finding his name. And I'll never forget, like, as a little girl going with my parents when it first opened up, and they would give you, like, a piece of paper and a colored pencil, and you could kind of trace the imprint of their name. And I don't know, I just think it's, like, such a cool place to explore. And I'm like, we've done so much, like, eating and drinking and shopping. Like, we need to explore and see some sights as well. So that was really special. I think we went back to the hotel, chilled for a sec, shopped around Soho for a little bit. I just feel like Soho is obviously the spot for shopping, has all the stores, which, you know what, by the way, you probably could find better shops anyway, more like local places, because I feel like that's just all the stores, like cool boutique-y stores, but also a lot of like big brands. So we did that, and then we went over to Meatpacking and went to RH Rooftop for some drinks with my friend. And then after, literally right next door, it was so convenient, we went to Catch for dinner. I know Catch is another place that's like so basic. Like, I just felt so basic on my Instagram being like, went to Carbone, now we're going to Catch. Like, yes, I know they're basic and like hyped up, like Air, like all the basic spots, but I'm like, also, you know what? Like, we're in New York City for a couple days. Like, I'm doing all the basic things. And also, Carbone is, like, the best food I ever had. Catch, I also love their food. Like, we're going to go. We went with a bunch of friends. It was great. Wednesday, we woke up, walked over to Soho, which is great. See, this is why I love the Lower East Side. Can walk to NoHo, can walk to Soho. I love the Lower East Side itself. Walk to East Village. Walk all over. Like, I just feel like it's such a good spot. And we went to Flippers, which is like a little breakfast place with like pancakes. Kept seeing their pancakes online. And we went with two of our friends actually here in Pennsylvania that we're also visiting. So that was fun. I don't know if I would really recommend. I feel like the pancakes that look really cool and fluffy were almost like air on the inside. Me and my friend were like, oh, these are kind of weird. But like still fun and still cool looking. And yeah, still like a good spot. Just like a little casual place. Then we shopped around some more because we didn't do that much shopping the day before. Went to Jennifer Fisher, which I was so happy to go to because I found like the best hoop earrings ever. Le Labo. You guys would be proud of me because I found this really cute jacket at Isabel Marant. And I was like, you know what? This is so freaking expensive. I'm just going to like sleep on it. And I didn't actually buy it. But maybe one day. I'm just going to think about it. I'm trying to be responsible with my purchases, okay? We did shop around. Went to Prince Street Pizza, which I would recommend so much. I think that's also very hyped up, but their pizza is so good. The vodka sauce pizza, so good. If you've noticed one theme, food, vodka sauce pasta, vodka sauce pizza. We love our vodka sauce. So that was delicious. And then it's time to head home. So on our way out, this was totally not on the way. I made Max drive all the way through Manhattan and drive up to Midtown again because I really wanted Culture Espresso, which I heard so much about. Heard they had the best cookies ever. They did. Their chocolate chip cookies, They were so good. I'm so happy we got to go. My friend Maddie was like, you must get their chocolate chip cookies. So we did that. We also got lattes. And I'm going to be honest, the vanilla. I think I got a vanilla oat milk latte. Was the best latte I've ever had. Like, it was delicious. I don't even know how to describe why it was so good. Everything about it was perfect. I think I'm getting specific on my lattes. Like, the milk to espresso to vanilla ratio has to be just right. Can't be too sweet. Can't be not sweet enough. Can't be too milky. I feel like that happens a lot of times. Like, I still want to taste the espresso, but it can't be too bitter. Oh my God. It was perfect. It was like the best latte ever. So yeah, highly recommend all of those places I just said, because that was literally what we just did. But now to get to my list, 50 minutes in here. A lot of it is going to be what I just said, but I also have other places as well. So let's go. Okay. Hotels. I would say Hotel Indigo, which I already said, that's where we stayed. Lower East Side, that's where Mr. Purple is, the rooftop bar. Public Hotel, which is where we stayed last January. Max didn't really like it. It's pretty small in there. Maybe you could upgrade to a bigger room. I don't know if they do bigger ones. It's a very like minimalist style kind of hotel, but like a cool vibe. I really like the lobby, and they have like a good little like cafe food stuff to grab in the lobby. Yeah, you guys have seen it on Instagram with like the cool elevators going inside. Yeah, Public Hotel, I'd recommend. Also in Lower East Side. And see, I'm so biased. That's why you just gotta take all this with a grain of salt. And 60 LES, another hotel also in Lower East Side. Those are ones that I've stayed at recently and would recommend. Are those the only ones like I've ever stayed at? Because I feel like other times I just like visited friends. So yeah, I'm sure you could do more research though and find like a better hotel in the area that you want to stay in aside from just the ones I've stayed at. Okay, then moving on to this section, which I call cafes and coffee. Two Hands. I also like referred to my Instagram highlights, so of New York City, because this is where we went last January. I also believe this is like a little Australian cafe, and I remember they had good like avocado toast, banana bread, stuff like that. Blue Bottle. Is there a Blue Bottle in New York? I think so. There must be. I wrote that down because I actually didn't even go when we were in New York, but I think they do have one, and I love the one in Boston so much, and I would recommend Blue Bottle for coffee. I think it's great. And it is a chain, but I feel like it's just in like cities. La Colombe, also a chain, but there's one in the Lower East Side, and it's so good. Oh my gosh, I want their oat milk draft latte so bad right now. That sounds so good. I'm putting Ralph's on here, even though I've never been, because I really wanted to go this past time we went. That's like the one place we didn't go to. But yeah, look it up if you want, or maybe you've seen it. It's like green and white and just looks pretty and cool and a vibe, and I feel like I hear that their coffee's good. Next up, Beloved New York City, I believe is what this place is called. I never heard of it before. It's actually just very close to, oh yeah, Hotel Indigo, where I also stayed last April. I forgot I went again. I went like twice last year, and I went with my friend Hannah, and we just like popped in here for breakfast, and I thought it was so good. Like, I feel like there's just so many little cafes like this that have like really good like grain bowls, breakfast bowls. I just remembered it being really good and cute in there and a good vibe. Maman, which I already talked about, and then these two places I actually haven't been in a while. I think I would call this like a cafe, but I added to the list because I just remembered off the top of my head. 12 Chairs, I also feel like is popular. I feel like I've heard of it a bunch. I remember I went like years ago. I want to say it's like Mediterranean. I feel like I had like brunch there. And Hummus Kitchen, that might be more of a restaurant. I don't know. I put that in the cafe section on my list here, but I just remember it had really good hummus. That's what I remember. I went like years ago with my twin sister. Okay, then this section I have is called Quick Eats. Prince Street Pizza, already mentioned. Really good. Really teeny, like, grab-and-go pizza. Juice Generation, also a chain, I believe. I feel like there's a bunch of locations. Didn't even go this past time I went. But when I lived there in the East Village, oh my gosh, I was going to Juice Generation, like, every day. I just love their acai bowls or smoothies. I felt like they were so good. So, would recommend. Just, like, Quick Eats, grab-and-go. Of course, these are, like, chains, but if you're in there and you need something to hold you over till dinner, Juice Generation, Sweetgreen, okay? We love Sweetgreen. Kava, we love it. Honey Girl, amazing. Just like, you know, those type of spots. Then we have activities and sights to see. If you're into this, I would so recommend seeing a musical or a play on Broadway. Max and I have had so much fun doing this. We saw Hamilton, oh my gosh, was that like 4 years ago? And Lion King last year, and I literally cried at Lion King. I thought it was so magical. Yeah, it's just like such a fun experience, and I feel like something you should do if you are visiting New York City. Then Ground Zero, already talked about that. I feel like it's really special. I feel like, again, these are like touristy places, but like you gotta see it if you're visiting New York. I just threw on St. Patrick's Cathedral. Also, I feel like something really cool to see, maybe go in if you're into that. If you are religious, if you wanna see a cool church, I just feel like it's really historical. I probably could have done more research on like other cool churches and sites to see, but this is just from my experience. I remember as a little girl, my dad would take Lucy and I all the time when we were little. And of course we do all the like cheesy touristy things. He'd get pictures of us in Times Square. Like I feel like we'd always just be like around Midtown because we were just like tourists for the day or two. And I feel like St. Patrick's Cathedral's up there near like Rockefeller Center. And I just remember my dad loving this church and thinking it was like the coolest thing. So I threw that on there. Rockefeller Center right there, like I said, obviously really special, especially if you go like in December, the huge tree, ice skating, all the basic things. Like it's so fun though. Comedy Cellar, which I mentioned we went to. That's West Village, Greenwich Village, like I said. Let me tell you, the first time Max and I ever went to a comedy show was at Comedy Cellar last year, and I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. It was so much fun. So then of course we had to go back this time, and it was just so fun. Like, it's just so fun to laugh, and it's just really funny, and I would recommend. Air Ancient Baths, already talked about that. Magical, you should go if you're into that kind of like experience. It was so fun. Like, that was one. We just did so many good things, but like, that was one of the highlights. Times Square, I know, but you gotta do it. If you've never been to New York City, you gotta. Like, you have to go. You gotta see all the things. I mean, it's pretty spectacular. Like, there's no place else like it, I feel like. I wanted to look up where this was. I just remembered as a child going to Top of the Rock. That must be a pretty tall building, too. Maybe Midtown. I don't even know where that is, but I just remember, I feel like it's one of those things that you like get tickets and you go shooting up this like really fast elevator and you go all the way to the top, and it's just like a cool like sightseeing place where it's really high up and you can look around and see cool sights. Wait, I feel like such an idiot. I just looked it up. It was like New York City best observation deck, Top of the Rock, and it said Rockefeller Plaza, and that probably makes sense that that would be at Rockefeller Center. I'm like, I wonder where Top of the Rock could be. Like, am I okay? Yeah. But I just feel like that could be a cool, like, observation place. Also look up other observation decks because I'm sure there's others. Okay, workouts. If you're trying to get your workout in. Again, these are only from my experience. There's probably other better, like, local ones, but I don't know. Whenever I lived there, whenever I visited, go to SoulCycle. We already know. I'm a SoulCycle stan. I'm so biased. I just love SoulCycle, okay? Core Power, again. All these things I'm biased to. I just love these workouts. Core Power, wonderful, perfect, amazing, hot yoga, get a little circuit kind of training in there with the sculpt, do the sculpt class, okay, get a little weights, a little movement, a little stretch, a little something, it's fabulous. Oh, I miss Core Power so much, I wish there was one closer to where I lived right now. Orange Theory, of course, I went this morning, love Orange Theory. Yeah, these are like all chains, I'm sure there's like more local places in New York too you could try. I should too. This is me motivating myself. Next time I go, I need to try like a local place because I haven't. SLT. I actually haven't been to the one in New York City, but I know there's one there. I would go to the one in Boston. And Solid Core. I actually would recommend Solid Core more just because I've been there more and I love Solid Core. I feel like it's such a hard Pilates workout. So yeah, my top choices of workouts if you're trying to get a workout in would be like SoulCycle, Core Power, Solid Core. Orange Theory too if you want to do that. Okay. Shopping in Soho, because that's probably where I'd recommend to shop, because that's just where I've done my shopping. There's like all the basic things. Like we already know, if you literally scroll in, zoom in on your map in Soho, it's gonna pop up all the stores. Like I don't even know where to start. So maybe just off the top of my head, obviously Aritzia, all the designer stores like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, etc., Jennifer Fisher, like I said, Le Labo, Real, there's like cool places like that with like secondhand designer things that I feel like would be really cool to pop in New York City. Then we have the section which I call treats. I literally have two things on here. There's probably other like ice cream places and stuff like that I'd go to when I lived there. Also, like, recommendations I have from when I lived there. Like, I was young and just doing all the basic things, too. But Levain, of course. Levain cookies, we all know. And love. You know, all these places that I'm like, we all know and love. They're so basic, but maybe you guys don't. Like, if you're not from there, I've never visited. Like, then you should do all these basic things. Levain cookies, so good, okay? And Culture Espresso, yeah. This section called treats should be called cookies. Maybe I just love cookies. Culture Espresso cookies, delicious. Living cookies, so delicious. Okay, then we've got restaurants. Like I already said, these are my recommendations. Dudley's, Veronica. Oh, like I said, it's coming back up again. You got to go. It's so cool there. I mean, actually, I didn't have their food, right? Maybe just pop in for a drink. It gave me the vibe that it would be extremely expensive, so maybe don't go for dinner. But it just, like, looks like that in there. You know, it looks real fancy. But those drinks, chef's kisses, were so good. Barbunia, loved it. Carbone, good luck. That's all I have to say. Just fight for a table on Resy like everybody else does. Or if you have, like, a connection, someone that's, like, made a reservation there before, you can try. Max was going to try and call before we had our little connection, but I don't even think they have a phone number. You got to, like, email. It's, like, a whole thing. Bubby's, we love. Fig and Olive, we love. Dante, also didn't have their food, but, like, the espresso martini, chef's kisses. RH Rooftop. Oh, we had like a little cheese board thing. It was really good. Oh, and truffle fries. Yeah, like their food's good too. Good drinks. Catch, of course. Oh, I didn't even put that on there, but like Catch, come on. Flippers, maybe you could find, like, go to Bubby's instead of Flippers, you know. Karma. Okay, see, this, I added these two last, like, I was thinking back to places I've been. So if you decide you really want to be in Midtown, God bless your heart. It's just so packed, in my opinion. But, like, if you're going to visit, especially from the UK, Amber, you've never been. Like, Midtown could be, like, I don't know if I'd recommend staying there. But, like, obviously visiting, you want to, like, do all the things there. So if you want to get food there, I'm just thinking of places I've been in the past, like, in Midtown. Carmine's, okay? I feel like is also a chain. But, like, I think it's really good Italian food. But it's definitely, like, family style. And I remember going there once. It was just me and my cousin Mandy, the two of us. And it's, like, massive servings of food. We're like, what are we doing? But Carmine's is good. Bluefin, I remember I went there with Max before we went to Hamilton years ago. I think that was. Wow, I have a good memory. It was good sushi and it was, like, nearby. So, would recommend. Also, last couple places I haven't been in a while, but I just remember from when I lived there. I think this place is called Cacio e Pepe. Which is funny because, of course, that's what you, like, order there. And it comes in the big cheese veil. And I just remember it was really good. I feel like that was also Lower East Side or East Village. And I just remember it being really good and, like, a cool vibe. Actually, I don't know if it was, like, a cool vibe. I just liked the cheese veil pasta. You know, I feel like the outside was a cool vibe. But the inside was just kind of, like, normal, small, whatever. Okay, San Marzano. This is my, like, hidden gem. Maybe it's not so, like, hidden gemmy anymore, but when I lived there, like, I cannot believe that was so long ago. No one knew about this place, and we would get, like, pitchers of sangria. It was the best sangria ever, and, like, the yummiest pasta, but it was, like, cheap, which was, like, music to our ears, being, like, young 20-somethings, you know? So, San Marzano, also Lower East Side. So good. Rosemary's. I went like 2 summers ago with Max's sister and I remember it being so good. Or was that last summer? I just remember it was so good. This place, Rosemary's. Okay. Bars I wanted to include here if you're trying to go to a bar, but like, don't ask me, okay? Like the last time I went was like 6 years. Like I was going to like young like college bars, you know? Yeah. Also, the most horrible thing, looking this up, I was trying to do some research. I was like, what was that place I'd go to? It was like right, like a block away from where I lived. B-Bar, I think, was like our favorite. And it's closed, apparently. See, so I am just dating myself here. Like, don't listen to my opinion for the bars. Phoebe's was like across the street. We'd go there. That's like literally all I know. Because since I live there, like whenever I visited, I feel like we've just drank like at dinners and stuff or been at like a hotel bar or like a bar at a restaurant kind of thing, not just like a bar. Yeah, again, if you want like a club or something, don't ask me. Just like Google, Yelp, maybe. I feel like I did like the clubby thing when I lived there and now I'm just like, nah. The Jane, I've heard of, I've never been. I feel like my friends have gone there. That's probably basic as well. Okay. I need to like wrap this up because this is getting so long, but sweet, sweet Amber, who wrote in, asked places to avoid or things she would avoid. I would avoid, take this with a grain of salt, it's just my opinion, but what I would avoid is Midtown at all costs. No, just because, just my experiences, like I just noticed such a shift. Like if I'm walking through Soho, NoHo, I mean, I guess if it's like the weekend or nice out or like popular touristy time, maybe it's all packed. Like it's New York City. But if I'm walking down there, Tribeca, like East Village, like it's a lot more quiet than if we start walking up and we get past Union Square, start going our towards Midtown. Like, these sidewalks are just packed. Like, I can't even breathe. Like, there's like 30 of you standing on a corner trying to cross the street. Like, it just is so packed, in my opinion, and I just get like claustrophobic. And yeah, so I would avoid Midtown, but obviously do the things there, but like maybe just don't stay there. Whenever I've stayed there, like, I wish I didn't stay there. Statue of Liberty, I also would probably avoid. Like, again, if this is like your big trip here, maybe do it if you want to. I have never been. I actually remember as a child with my twin sister and my dad, we were gonna go, and we did not pack like proper winter jackets, and we were freezing our little butts off. And my dad was like, you know what, no, we're all freezing, like, we're not gonna go do this, it's so cold out, it's like winter, we're not gonna go. So we almost went. I think we even had tickets and stuff, but we didn't go. Can you actually still do that? I think so. I know you can't go up in, I know, I feel like they've, like, you used to be able to go up all the way into like the torch, and now you can't do that anymore. Gosh, I haven't thought about the Statue of Liberty in like 100 years, so maybe you can't even go inside anymore. I don't know. Again, I'm dating myself, but I'd probably like avoid that. You could do other things. I would also avoid this is such a what's it called? I'm being such a hypocrite, because I wrote to avoid chain restaurants, which I just named a bunch of chains, but like avoid them if you can, because there's so many like better local places, right? And like, you're in New York City, so do all like the small businesses, all the local shops, and I'll go to the chains. No, I'm kidding. But like, if you can't, like you think about it in terms of coffee, right? Like, that's where I'm like, okay, Gretchen, don't go to Starbucks. You go every day, don't go to Starbucks, go to Culture Espresso, okay? Oh yeah, chain coffee places, said that. Also, I would avoid Ubering like long distances, because I would take the subway, because it'll be faster and cheaper. And now it's so easy on your phone. Also, dating myself here, this is so embarrassing. With Lucy, we went on New Year's. We were taking the subway from Penn Station, and it was like perfect, so easy. We were like, oh, this is bringing us right where we need to go. We are going to FIDE. And we didn't know that you could get subway tickets on your phone. Like, I still don't even really know how to do that. And we were at the little kiosk getting our little, like, one-way ticket. And my cousin Mandy was, like, laughing so hard. She's like, you guys know you can literally do it on your phone, right? But, like, years ago, you couldn't do that. You had to get the little tickets. Of course, we don't have, like, a Metro card. Like, we don't live there. So that was funny. But, yes, if you're going, like, a long, long way, I would subway. Especially, like, north, south. It was hard because we were, like, over in East Village. And we kept doing stuff over in, like, West Village area, NoHo, whatever. And it wouldn't make sense to subway there. Like, we would just, like, walk, like, over a mile or something, or like Uber if you're going like east to west or west to east, you know what I mean? But if you're going a long way, I would subway, because it's just like a whole lot cheaper than Uber. I would also avoid being unaware from the story that I described earlier. Be very aware. You're in New York City, okay? Zip your pockets, zip your bag, like all those things. You're in a city, use your common sense. Also, I'd avoid having someone make you buy their mixtape. That almost happened to us. This guy like made Max take his mixtape and then like demanded money, and we're like, what is going on? We're all set. So yeah, just be aware, like those type of situations. Also, all the things I just said to avoid, do them if you want to, okay? Who am I to know better or to judge? Like, this is reminding me, I just saw a TikTok on TikTok, is what I was about to say, about Paris, and it was a girl saying things to avoid, and it was like so many things that I've done and like places that I actually really like. Like, she's like, I'd avoid the Champs-Élysées, and I'm like, wait, are you kidding? I felt like that was like so cool, like the Arc de Triomphe, like I thought that was magical. And she's like, yeah, I'd avoid it, you should like go over here. And a lot of comments are saying that they're like, wait, I really like this place, I really like this. So again, like, who am I to judge? Do what you want to do. But I just, you know, that's just my opinion. Okay, what to pack to end? Because she asked, what to pack? Practical footwear is my number one thing. And it's funny because growing up, I think I'd fight my parents on this. We'd like go as a family, you know, on a little trip. They'd be like, bring sneakers, bring practical footwear. And you know me, I'm like a bougie little girl. I'm like bringing my heeled booties probably at like age 12. And I'm like, Gretchen, your feet are going to hurt. You're going to cry and complain and whatever. And I'm like, I'll be fine. No, you're going to cry and complain. You're going to be walking miles every day. You're going to be walking a lot. Practical footwear, okay? Comfortable sneakers. Wear the cute outfit, wear it with cute sneakers. Have that cool little vibe, okay? Also, warm clothes, depending on when you're going and the weather. Be smart with this. Even just when Max and I just went, we're like, It'll be like 50s and sunny every day. That's warm. We do not need a winter coat. We'll just bring like layers. I'm like, we should have brought like puffer winter coats. If it's windy, if it's 50s, if it's like cloudy, like you feel cold. So bring warm clothes depending. Like last year when we went, I mean, we were prepared, but oh my Lanta, it was like freezing, like 20 degrees. Like we were like bundled, like hats, scarf, gloves, mittens, layers, coats, like all the things. So just be smart with that. Just comfortable clothes, comfortable shoes, versatile. You can easily swap it into day and night so you don't have to pack too much. Like the black jeans you can wear a couple times, the black leather pants, dress up, dress down. You know what I mean? Layers, I feel like, is so key, especially if you're going to go be walking around early in the morning and it's going to get hotter in the afternoon. Like especially this type of year, spring, it can be so cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon. Layers, right? Like wear the long sleeve shirt, the sweatshirt, the coat on top. You can take things off. Options. You're going to want options to change in and out of, but that is like my number one tip. Comfortable overall. You're going to be moving and grooving. You want to be comfy. You want to be practical. Okay, this is turning into the longest episode ever. But yeah, that is like my New York City guide, favorites, what to avoid. Really, I just gave you a whole recap of my itinerary, but that was like my ideal itinerary. We had the best time. So I really hope you guys enjoyed. I'm like nervous because I get nervous like talking out or giving advice on things that I'm not like a complete expert, you know, like you really should probably take someone's advice that's like a travel guide in New York or like a travel agent, you know what I mean? Has a blog on travel, stuff like that. But those are just like my favorites, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Shout out Amber again for the idea for this episode. Love you, and I'll talk to you in my next episode. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.